from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Good morning or good day. Blessed be the name of the Lord for His faithfulness upon our life, upon our ways. We celebrate God for His mercy. We give Him praise. We celebrate God who has been there for us. His name shall continually be glorified in our life, in our ways, and in our home. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today, 21st day in the month of June, we celebrate the Most High God. Today is a very special day to me. Personally, a special day. Today, a year ago, I became a grandfather. So my granddaughter is a year today. And I'm using this opportunity to rejoice and celebrate with as many that their birthdays today. And I pray today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it won't be your last in Jesus' mighty name. Every year shall be better than the last. You will continue to work stronger in health. You will work stronger in prosperity, in sound health, in the mighty name of Jesus. All around you shall typify grace in Jesus' name. I say happy birthday. And those that are celebrating or marking one anniversary or the other, I rejoice with you. I say happy anniversary. It will not be your last, because today's anniversary will bring forth another anniversary. Every year shall be renewed with good things in Jesus' mighty name. That is done and settled. Brethren, today, I want us to move forward. Let's look into the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis chapter 38 verse 24. Genesis 38 verse 24. Genesis 28 34. You know, I want to talk about the area we are, the community we have find ourselves, the state we find ourselves, the local government, the country at large. I pray today that the Lord will give us better understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Genesis 38, 24 say, and it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, had played the harlot. And also, behold, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, bring her forth and let her be burnt. Bring her forth and let her be burnt. When we are talking about secrecy, what are we doing? Whatsoever we are doing in secrecy, do you consider your environment? Do you consider your community? Do you consider the local government? Do you consider the state? Do you consider the nation? Do you consider the world at large? What is it that you are doing in your closet? Our attitude, will it be acceptable to the public? Look at what happened there. Judah committed an error in the closet, and he believed that all has been buried, all has been sealed. He committed adultery with his daughter-in-law. He has forgotten, and that action resulted to pregnancy 3 months after. And at the hem of the affair, the same Judah was the judge, like you and me. Let us learn from there. What is it that you have done in the past? Why don't you confess your sin now? Why don't you bring it to open before it exposes you? Nobody on earth can say, I'm clean. We have one thing or the other. But the ones that we need to confess and forsake, are we doing that? The bandits, the hired assassin, armed robbers, ritualists, all of them, we are living together. But one day, it will expose you. As a Christian, even if you are not a Christian, those things that will bring shame and dishonor to you, why don't you forsake it today? The Lord is just taking me to that angle. And the Lord said, I should talk about it. So I'm saying this morning, what are the things that you two you have done in the closet and you believe that is sealed? In my mother tongue, they will say, what you planted will definitely grow and it will expose your action. Brethren, looking into the book of Leviticus chapter 20 verse 10, Leviticus chapter 20 verse 10, Leviticus 20:10, and the man that committed adultery with another man's wife, even he that committed adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. It was an order from the Most High God. The adulterer and the adulteress shall be put to death. How far have you gone? The most dangerous thing, the most painful thing is for a wife to be committing adultery or a man. But look at it today. God has given us some things and still, it's going higher, it's going on rampage. Remember, there was a time that it was HIV. The HIV grew, extended to AIDS. Series of things are happening. From there to COVID to monkeypox, this and all things that we have not seen before, they are coming up. to the extent that some people are sleeping with dogs and animals. Brethren, let's think. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I'm telling you the truth today. This is the Lord's order. Leviticus chapter 20 verse 10. It says, if a man has sex with another man's wife, you must kill him and the woman. Very simple and pure. But it has been legalized. Look at homosexualism, lesbianism, all these things, what we have not had before. They are just coming up. And series of sickness, affliction are coming into. Where are we going? Why don't we check ourselves today to make this world a better place to be? The Lord said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But we are doing it. Not only that, you see woman getting married to animal. You see man getting married to man. Woman marrying woman. All manner of things that are not pleasant to the ear. Let's think. Let me stop here today. By the special grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. But let's think about it. How is your life affecting the public, positively or negatively? That's a food for thought. Till tomorrow, by His grace, when I'll be coming your way, I said the blessing of the Lord be upon you. To enjoy the blessing of the Lord, you have to do the will of God. Victory is ours. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 2 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.